Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your ultimate lunchbox coming up shortly, in about 20 minutes, but we also have something for the teachers, because the ultimate lunchbox, mostly for the parents and the students.
Yeah.
But what about the teachers? What about the men and women who go out there and spend their own hard-earned money?
Yeah.
For your kids.
Getting the classrooms together, supplies.
Yeah. I know a lot of us parents that have kids in school, sometimes we'll complain about, man, that list that they ask us to buy, it's overwhelming, there's so much, and we spend a lot of our money. But that's because these teachers already spent as much as they can.
That's true.
With how little they earn, considering what they do for us. I mean, they are teaching the future generations.
Yeah.
And so we want to do something for overachieving teachers.
Love it.
We teamed up with Pilot Pen again this year to help out teachers. So over the next 4 weeks, 8 deserving teachers are going to be chosen by to receive a G2 Overachievers prize pack. That includes Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens and a $500 Visa cash gift card.
That'll go a long way in the class.
It sure will. Big Al Mac, what can we do to enter?
Teachers, go to KidNation.com to enter and tell us how you would use $500 in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. So thanks to Pilot Pen.
Thank you for what you do.
And thank you, teachers.
Yeah.
Speaking of, love my Pilot pens.
I loved mine until they're gone.
Oh, somebody took yours?
I had them right here next to my little picture of me and my son and the phone.
I didn't take yours. I have a few left in here.
Little by little, they started disappearing until even the pack is gone. Yeah. The little plastic pack I had them in. You know what I'm talking about. You saw it.
I have a full pack.
Pens are like socks. They just disappear.
Those are the marker ones.
Oh, these are marker ones?
I have some pins in here. Those are the marker version. You know,
erasable
marker.
Cool. I need erasable.
Like a good pen.
I make a lot of mistakes.
You just want to use that pen all the time.
Yeah. And different colors are good. Thank you, Jenna. Now I have a new pack.
You're welcome.
I'll keep you posted on how long that lasts. Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
You said you were toying with the idea
JC. I think since I am single, I don't have a live-in roommate, wife, whatever to speak of.
Just your dog.
Just my doggy. Uh-huh. I've been kind of toying with the idea of living in an RV for a few months to see what it would be like, if it would be something that I would do for a longer period of time.
Well, normally people do that when they're traveling around the country, and you have a job.
I do. Retired.
I do. Bro, I'm not talking about retiring.
Where are you going to park that thing when you come to work?
Walmart. Oh, right out front, that little parking spot right there.
Oh,
there's one right there. See, here's the thing.
And Walmart?
In Walmart. I think you can park at Walmart anytime you want.
To sleep?
So you're going to move to the Walmart parking lot.
I'm just playing this out.
You're going to take a girl home to your RV in the Walmart parking lot.
I'm just playing this out.
No,
right
for
now.
That one out, he'd park it in front of the steakhouse, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just kind of...
One with a bathroom? Does it have a bathroom on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to have a bathroom on it.
But the rule on those is that no number twos in there.
Yeah, unless it's your RV.
If it's your RV, you know...
You got to clean it.
Well, you go to the place and dump it. No pun intended.
Tell us more.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Like, there's no yard to maintain.
What about your dog? You need a yard for
That's a very good point, Kelly. Oh. So you have to think about Curtis.
Huge issue.
So let me just cut to the chase here. This is you just talking to be talking again.
I'm thinking about it. And I don't want to make a permanent move right now. But I would like to see if there's people that actually do it and if it works or if it doesn't work. Like a nice RV.
There are a lot of people that do that.
They do.
So
do people do it, again, like Kelly said, usually it's for traveling purposes or when you're retired. Do they do it on a day-to-day dealing with the RV when they have a full-time job?
Yeah, I don't know. I would think so. I haven't talked to anybody that lives that way.
You could live in a mobile home park. I'm sure you could
park
there because it would be a mobile home. And then you would have neighbors.
It's very mobile.
Because I saw a story of this guy that's been living in his van for the last few years.
Yeah.
And he says he loves it because he doesn't have a house payment. He still has a job, and he gets jobs wherever he travels. So he drives to different cities, states.
He's got a shower on. Oh, a van. So I guess he has to go to a truck stop or something.
Yeah, you find a truck stop, or he said a gym. Usually, for like $5 or $10, you get access to a gym for the day, and then he'll shower in there. Yeah. So there's ways.
What's your reasoning?
Just to see if it's a viable way to live. If you
can live that way.
I know I can, but if it would actually be comfortable.
You'd
Does Jerry Raspberry, Kelly's dad, need to call vroom vroom vroom?
I mean, I start sometimes when I live in, when I walk around my house. I have a house that has two extra bedrooms, and I never even go in them. And so I'm
get a smaller house.
Well, that's true, but I'm just like, is this an alternative that's realistic for me? I mean, I wear the same 5 pair of pants every week.
You have a large dog.
Where do you do laundry?
Would be miserable.
Yeah, it's sad for Curtis.
Yeah,
you have to get rid of the dog.
Again, I'm just playing it out.
Well, no, because Al could just go after work and park at the park.
Wherever. Park at the park. Hey,
that's the biggest backyard ever for Curtis.
I want to go to the park today.
It's that easy to move that around all day, all night. It's not like that's the car you want to drive doing your errands during the day.
Well, like I said, go to Walmart, park that bad boy right there. You want to go to a football game, you can go a day early. Just park right there at the game.
Yeah, Jenna has a point. Would you have, a sensible car?
Keep your car.
A small car. So that you could do the day-to-day things.
Yeah, I mean...
And where would you keep that?
Oh, you're thinking no. You're thinking just the RV.
I don't know. Jenna, I'm just putting it out there. There
are people that toying with
travel
the
with these things that have a little Jeep that they pull behind their RV. So that they can run those little errands.
What traveling are you doing, though? You don't travel.
Well, I'm just answering your question.
I know, but yeah. I'm saying on day-to-day, that's why they have cars, is because it's a pain to drive the RV to places that it doesn't fit.
Right. So I could leave it at the Walmart, drive my little car around.
You keep talking
about... Is Walmart really okay with people living in their car?
Let's find out. Let's find out, because Heather is on the phone with us, and Heather used to work at Walmart, and she knows the RV policy.
Okay.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So you used to work at Walmart?
I did. And they might let you taser or not, but they would come out there and ask you to move it. And if you didn't, they would call the police if they had to.
Oh, so it's like a one-day, a 24-hour deal.
Like if you're running into stock up on supplies.
Yeah, basically that's what the 18-wheelers do as well. They park as far away from Walmart as they can, but they can only stay for so long before they are asked to move their vehicle.
That makes sense, Al. Okay. It can't turn into an RV parking lot.
Because Walmart's not going to pay basically your rent for
I just always heard that you could always park your RV at Walmart. I'd never verified it with the Walton family.
Well, Heather just told you that they're nice about it, but they will come ask you to move after
24
a certain amount of time.
So you find
Heather.
4 or 5 little Walmarts, and you just kind of rotate. How cool is that? You live in a different neighborhood every day.
I mean, the more I think about it, I do find a lot of pros.
Yeah.
But there's also the cons.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you have a family, this is something that's as realistic as a single person doing
it. Sure.
You have a great place.
I like my place. I really do.
Are you trying to save money?
I'm just toying
talking
with the idea.
Would it save money? You'd have to buy an RV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
True.
There's that whole upfront stuff.
But I don't know.
Okay.
It's
Don lives in an RV.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
How long have you lived in your RV, Don?
I bought it on June the 9th, and I've been living in it ever since.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so recent RV.
So you loving life?
Yes.
Yeah, are you loving life right now?
Yes, I do, Al. I tell you what, the apartment life is no longer for me. This is the way to go.
Okay.
So where do you typically park? Do you park somewhere different every night, or do you have a home base?
No, Kelly, I'm at an RV park out in Carroll.
Okay.
Do you live there permanently?
Yes.
Do you take it to and from work?
No. I like to go down to my daughter's house in Louisiana, and I plan on taking it with me.
Yeah.
Just for visits out of town, and I live in it in the RV park when I'm not traveling.
Okay.
There you go. So it's working for Don, but he's a recent RV guy. What's it been like for someone who's been in it for like 3 years?
Okay.
Like LaToya. Hi, LaToya.
Hi. Hey, guys. I love you guys.
We love you too, LaToya.
And we actually appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with Big Al, because he's actually thinking about doing what you've been doing for the last 3 years, which is living in an RV. How has it been for you?
Well, I've been in it for 3 years, and I have 2 kids.
Okay.
So I pretty much raised my son from birth in it. And the space is tight, but it is durable. I mean, it was very convenient. We're comfortable, money saving, save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about mortgage. The only thing about it is, my kids are getting older. My daughter is 14, So she wants to have friends over and things like that. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, this kind of a little bit inconvenient for her as a teenager. So we decided to move out this year. Just this year, we decided to get a house.
So you are looking to sell your RV,
right?
LaToya.
Huh. I have already sold it.
Oh,
darn it.
Oh, sorry, big ass.
Yeah, I would imagine, like, the kid and the sleepover thing.
Yeah, let me call my mom and see where she's at, I guess, is what you got to do.
Just a man and his dog.
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit easier for you than it is for LaToya. Yeah. Thank you, LaToya,
Thank you, LaToya. She said she kind of dug it.
She kind of dug it. Or Big Al Mac from the text.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Al, don't get the RV.
Oh.
Why don't you just get a houseboat and sleep in the marina? That's your goal anyways.
Oh, it is.
Or get an Xbox.
Where's the marina near the office he's going to sleep
in? There's one by my house.
Right out
here? So you can be my neighbor.
There's one not too far, right?
Yeah.
Lake.
Yeah.
How far?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Al doesn't even want to drive to your house in the suburbs. Do you think he wants to drive 20 minutes?
Yeah.
How long do you drive now?
12, 13.
12.
Just another 8 minutes.
I'm 22. It takes me 22 minutes to get to work in the morning.
I'm 20 flat, but I drive a little bit faster than Kelly
there's
does.
There's a marina by your house. You could just swing by and pick me up.
I am not picking you up, bro. That's no way.
Oh. Okay.
That is not gonna, you're not going to hook me or Kelly into that one.
Okay. Like I said.
I like it, though.
It's just not. I mean, people are doing all kinds of crazy stuff now. People are living in these little tiny things, these little tiny cube houses. And I don't know.
I want to see you in a tiny house.
I don't think I could do that, but it's not much of a difference, to be honest with you.
That's the other thing. You're a tall man.
Yeah. Your name is Big Al. You shouldn't have tiny anything.
You can walk around in an RV. We had no problem walking around in our Vroom Vroom RV.
No, that was fine.
It's 5 days.
We did start getting annoyed with each other, though.
Bad.
Quite a bit.
But there was 8 people.
I know.
It's just be me.
Yeah. Lisa's lived in hers for 7 years, Big Al.
Wow.
Lisa,
how you doing?
Hey.
What's up, Lisa?
What's going on?
Good morning.
What's going on? So do you suggest Big Al do what you do?
Absolutely. I recommend it to anybody.
But how many people are living in yours?
It's just me and my husband. It's just the two of us. Kids are grown and gone.
So you're all retired?
No, we both work full time.
Yeah, still got to go to work.
Where do you park it?
We're at a park in Arlington. I used to work for the company. Mm-hmm. We have several properties around the country. But it's a great park. Like Al said, you don't have any maintenance to worry about outside of your RV. It's a lot of fun. I went coast to coast in mine first.
Wow. And then
that was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
My husband toys with the idea of doing it one day.
Yeah, when you guys
retire. Not to live in now. Yeah. You know, we've got kids and stuff.
Right.
Would you guys get the...
Are there a lot of people with dogs in your mobile home? I mean,
every
single one. Okay. Is it a mobile home park or strictly a motor home park?
No, it's just RVs.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, some of them have we have a couple of tiny houses on the property, too. But those are cute. But you can't move them like you can, you know, you're rolling stock. You're in an RV. You can go anywhere you want to go.
That's right.
Do you kind of turn your nose up to the tiny house people?
Yeah, tiny house people are your enemies?
No, they're precious.
Oh, okay.
They are precious.
They just don't move like an RV would move.
Lisa, what's your husband's name?
Jamie.
Big shout out to Jamie.
Shout out to Jamie.
Doing the thing with Lisa. Do you guys have a sticker that says if the RVs are knocking, don't come a knocking?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you do. I knew you did, Lisa.
Yeah, you do.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Liz,
for the encouragement. We may be neighbors one day.
Bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Again, this is Al talking to be talking.
No,
he's not doing
this. Al?
You never know, Kelly.
Oh, I know.
You never know.
I know.
I'd have to run it by my mom.
Yeah. And you could park outside her house.
I could park outside my mom's house.
There you go, Al.
She wants to go somewhere. Hey, Al, let's go to blah, blah, blah. Get on the RV. Boom, go.
Yeah, the more you've been talking about it, the more I'm seeing why.
I want that on your Bumble profile. I want... I live at my mom's house, not inside, on an RV in the front. Not inside. Just in the front.
I think you can do it. Well, I'll keep us posted, my man.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, we got the ultimate lunchbox for you. Are you ready to win a Kid Nation? Be listening for the bus.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Yeah, it is. And we want you to give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
To claim your limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox.
Hey now.
We'll throw in some tasty cake in there.
Mm.
Throw in that Visa gift card so you can go shopping for more tasty cake. You know, we got you on that. Be calling number 13 and we'll hook you up while you drive to school right now.
Got it.
Had a lot of fun this weekend. Got to meet Alicia's husband at our rap party.
Yeah.
Got to meet Justin's date. So it was a lot of firsts. And I was expecting to meet the girl you've been sort of seeing out, but you didn't bring her like you said you might.
She couldn't make it this weekend, so we didn't see each other. I did take her. Well, I had someone take her, a fan. She does a lot of exercising.
Yeah, she does. She's beautiful.
And so she said, man, this garage is so hot. And I happen to have a couple of big, those industrial fans like you see at Home Depot.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
That I wasn't using. So I had, gave her one of those to use for her workout.
Oh, that's cool.
I've never given a girl a fan before.
Yeah.
It's the thought. It's a thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed Boss Man George at the party.
I did. I got there a little bit late, but was glad to be there. Did y'all have fun?
Yeah, you have
it looked to look like it was.
You have to guilt Al to go somewhere because our executive producer for the Kid Nation TV show, Randy, was throwing the party at his house.
Yeah,
and he threw Al the text you have to send him in order to get him to show up somewhere.
Which was what?
Free beer? No,
that and he made you feel bad, didn't he?
I did feel bad. That's why I called him like 3 or 4 hours before the party even started because I could already tell my day was going. It was getting off schedule. I had it already planned out. This. I was trying to get, you know, do some decorating at the restaurant, get ready for college football, and had it in my head how I want everything to look. But once I leave, then it gets kind of convoluted. So I called him. I said, man, just in case I don't make it, I just want to say thank you for having the party. But I was just very late, but I was able to make it. It was a great party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-Train was there.
A-Train in the house.
Was.
Al and I decided that we're going to go by A-Tram and J-Tram.
A-Tram. Why yeah. Tram?
Because whiskey.
Well, train's already taken.
Because yeah. Whiskey. Yeah, Randy has a lot of good drinks.
We're just being dudes.
Yeah.
We're just having a good time. How was Alan after that, Kelly?
He was fine. He was kind of not feeling himself yesterday.
Why? Oh, because...
We had like 3 bourbons.
Too much partying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did catch my son at one point holding a toy over George's head, and he wanted to drop it on him. I ran upstairs. I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't know. I just really want to drop this on him. I'm like, scary. But out of all the people here, that's the worst one.
Don't do it on my boss.
On my boss?
No.
But George has had children. He knows what that's like.
Yeah, that's
like.
True.
Yeah, George is cool. I did. I told you. I told my kids, if you guys mess up at this party, because we couldn't get a sitter, I will get fired. And they were really good, except Case and... admitted something to me yesterday.
What? Something he did at the party?
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
did he break something?
Did he steal something?
I hope Randy's listening.
I hope Randy's listening, and if you are, sorry, sir, I'll call you later. He didn't break something that was, I don't know, it's this huge stuffed animal that they had up in that area where my kids were watching TV.
Okay.
And one of those you win at the fair.
Like the big one that's...
Like that big pug I gave
Jason? Okay. Yeah, like a huge, huge animal. Now, the problem with those things is that they're not made with the best materials. They're made to...
The stitching falls apart very easily, and these little pellets come out, right?
Yeah. So my son yesterday admitted to me that he was play wrestling with this bear upstairs, and he says there's a bit of a rip on the arm. And I don't want him to pick it up because if that thing bursts open, it's going to have that little white stuff all over the place. So my son did break something, and but he did tell me about it.
A little bird told me that Randy actually made that by hand for his wife.
See, that's what I was hoping. It's not something that has
it's a family heirloom.
Like a family heirloom. That,
or it could be huge sentimental value.
It could
yeah,
be.
Right. So I wanted
from the
it.
Proposal. That's how he proposed or something, you know.
That's why I started feeling that. That's why I needed to tell him. I don't want him to move it and have it completely burst open.
It's actually passed down from Randy's dad and granddad.
Oh, so that's making me feel bad. What if my son's listening to it?
Yeah, who actually presented that bear when they proposed to their wives.
But I also want to look at the bright side.
What's the bright side?
He told me. How many times have you done something when you were a kid and you never told your parents?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I always told my daughter. Just tell me, because it can be a million times worse. So she's been really good. If she spills something, she comes and gets me immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
That might be a bit for the future. What have you not told your parents?
Oh, man.
You'd like to finally tell them now. It was me.
Yeah, I think I held a lot of secrets as a kid. I never told my parents anything when I screwed up. I'm trying to think back.
We finally came clean on something really bad that happened at a party I had at my house one time.
Yeah,
when we woke up in the morning, there was a huge gaping hole the size of someone's head in the wall in the basement.
Boy.
Candy took the news well, though.
Candy took the news well, but I had my friends who had been at the party that had spent the night, everyone stay there for the reveal. Because I didn't want to do it alone. So I knew if I had friends help me try and explain what happened, but we didn't know what happened. So we just told my mom that obviously someone put their arm, it looked like a head.
Right.
But who put their head through the wall and didn't say anything?
Sure.
So 4 years later, our friend finally came forward and said, it was my head.
Oh my gosh.
Like so many years later that no one even cared anymore,
right?
But it was bad at the time.
Yeah, we did this bit one time that I was just talking about, and a guy came forward and said that he wants to confess that he's not in the armed service, is army or navy or something.
Yeah,
that he had told his mom in particular that he had enlisted, and he was not. He was kind of living this whole life on the side.
He even went and took a picture.
Yeah,
and he went to an army navy store.
He bought the uniform
like at the mall or whatever. You go and take these pictures.
Yeah,
yeah.
That officially makes it stolen valor, right? When you're wearing
I don't
I don't know if he was going around getting drinks or stuff for free. He had told his mom.
Oh man,
and she was so proud. Then he couldn't tell her that he hadn't done it. So he had to keep up with the lie.
Yeah.
I do remember when I ran out of money, I did tell my mom that I was on my way to class the first semester, that I couldn't afford school. And I never told her that. Because that was her thing. It was, do not drop college.
Oh, boy.
You got in, do not stop. And I ran out of money. And I went for the radio thing. So instead of driving to school, I was driving to the radio station.
Well...
But I was working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would just show up just to learn. I wasn't even on the clock with the internship. I was just going there to learn.
When your mom called to check on you, did she have to be the 10th caller?
She did.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom, caller number 9. Speaking of being the right caller, Shannon, how are you doing?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, how you doing, Shannon?
I'm good. It's a Monday, trying to wake up.
Oh, well, hopefully this wakes you up, because Shannon, you are caller number 13. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yay. So there you're going to get this limited edition lunchbox that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
It has our faces on it. Three of them.
I'll use it.
You'll use it for what? For work?
I'll use it to take lunch to work so I save money and not eat out.
There you go.
Yeah. You got to prep before the
Good
night
job.
Before. We're also going to hook you up with a $250 Visa gift card and some delicious Tasty Cake products. How about that?
You guys are awesome. It's a great way to start a Monday, and I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
And what do you do for work, Shannon?
I actually work with At-Risk Youth. We help put awareness on alcohol and drug abuse prevention.
Wow, cool.
So it's a really cool field, you know, especially for those kids in the neighborhoods that don't have any awareness. So that's what we do here in East Texas. So we're really proud of our organization.
Oh, man. Well, what's the name of your organization?
It's called ACOTA.
ACOTA?
East Texas. Sorry, I'm trying to not hit somebody.
Don't hit anybody.
It's East Texas Awareness Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse.
Okay.
So we are just out in the community trying to do great things and keep our youth, filled in on how to live their lives in a good way.
All right. Well, Shannon, thank you for what you do. That is really cool.
Well, thank you guys. And I hope you guys have a great day. And thank you so much. Definitely kicked off my week on a good note.
Good, actually. And I know you're going to have a great week because you're going to help a lot of kids this week.
There you go.
Shannon, hold on first. We'll get you all set up. We do have another Ultimate Lunchbox for you coming up tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Again, you just have to listen up for the Kid Nation school bus to show up. Be the 13th caller, and just like Shannon, you'll score that right there. But coming up next, let's get Patty.
Patty Monday?
It's Patty Monday.
All right.
I'm Patty all the time. That's right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And what is being petty? It's just how you respond to certain situations.
Man, passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive.
You know it's kind of petty.
Yeah, Kristen wrote us. We have an early petty inductee here, or a nomination. It annoys me when people talk on the phone in the public bathroom. So when I hear anyone talking, I start flushing the toilet over and over again.
That's kind of petty.
Slight petty right there.
That's kind of petty.
I'm Kristen, I feel you. It's annoying when they're talking. You're just trying to do your business and people are out there talking. We'll take your Petty Monday calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm
petty all the time. Well, hopefully you're not petty all the time. Hopefully you're just petty on a Monday. But that's when we do the segment. But we all have a little bit of pettiness inside of us.
Yeah.
It's just normal. It's human nature. My wife is petty in a way.
Really?
When I don't take out the trash, she usually puts it in the garage right next to the wall. So I walk out and I see it.
Yeah.
But lately, she decided to put it in front of the door. And she knows I walk out of the house with the lights off because I'm trying to keep them asleep.
She wants to make sure.
And she put it in front of the door so that I purposely trip over the trash on my way out with my backpack and my drink.
It's not petty. That's smart.
Yeah. She's making it more convenient for you to take out the trash.
I could fall. I legit tripped. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A lot of pettiness going out on the roads. On the text, we got this one that says some jerk was tailgating me, honking, and flipping me off because I was going the speed limit. So at the red light, I waited until it turned yellow and sped off to leave him waiting. Hashtag Petty Monday.
That's a little petty.
Yeah, that's a good petty, though. Don't be doing that on the road.
Yeah, we've also been the person behind him flipping and screaming, too.
Sure, sure.
We've been in the other seat.
We've been both sides, so we can understand. I have a coworker that has Glade plugins everywhere. And one day she was being so rude, so I unplugged the Glade plug-in in the bathroom after stinking it up.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Man.
Plug it in, plug it
in. See, this is when you have a prankster husband.
Mm-hmm.
One day my wife ate all my Rice Krispie treats. She had her own box, by the way, and she didn't tell me. So I switched out her moisturizer for mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
Not the same.
Oh,
and I would hope
God.
That she would smell that before she
yeah, I'm
it.
Sure you put it on for a minute.
Yeah. That's
like,
rude.
Oh, that's not going to do anything.
I'm just not sorry. More that's not going to judge.
Yeah, the moisturizer, don't you just put it on your face? And if you got mayo, you just clean it up.
It's probably an excellent moisturizer, so joke's on you.
It is. It makes a great hair mess.
Mm.
That's pretty good. I hate the Rice Krispie treat. Let's go to the phones. Doing Petty Monday. Hello, Tasha.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am awesome. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. I hear you get extremely petty when your boyfriend stays out too late.
Oh, he has a tendency to, you know, stay out too late with his guy friends and not wake up in the morning to help me get the kids and stuff ready for school. So I button the top little buttons and all the little buttons on his cuffs and his dress shirt, so it takes him longer to get ready.
Oh, that's so annoying!
It's just the little things that I know bug him, so I'm just like, and yeah.
You're so pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's harmless.
Yeah. Harmless. Tasha won't play. Because it's not over the top. It's not hurting him in any way.
Just a little dig makes you feel better.
Just getting in the way. And you just laugh at it.
Man.
For instance, from the text. Sometimes when my husband makes me really angry, you guys, I wash and dry his jeans on hot. And I don't tell him. Then I just secretly laugh at myself when he complains that he thinks he gained weight.
That's pretty funny, too. That's pretty funny.
The pettiness is great. What's up, Jessica?
Hey.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Here to show you that pettiness really lives in relationships.
Oh, boy.
Because the last few have been all relationship pettiness. What did you do to your husband?
So I took his iPhone and I changed his passcode and removed all his fingerprints so he couldn't get into his phone anymore. Because he made me super mad.
Oh, my gosh.
When did you finally let him back in?
Eventually by the end of the day, the worst part is I don't even remember why he made me mad. And so I finally just had to give him his phone back. But now he won't give me his passcode anymore because he's afraid I'm going to do it again.
Right?
Yeah. Smart man. Yeah.
There you go.
Smart man. Yeah. Change all the passcode. Oh, man, that would be so...
Then he can't even call you. Like, if the reason that you were mad in the first place, you didn't call me when you're supposed to call. Now he can't call you.
Well, you can still ask Siri to call. Siri, call my wife.
Oh. If you're locked out, can you?
Yeah.
Does Siri acknowledge you if you're locked out?
Well, I haven't unlocked my phone yet, and I can ask. Hey, Siri, call my wife.
Calling, Kenzie.
Yeah, but you have to have the passcode to be
in,
right?
That.
To get into your phone, yeah, you do need the password. But I think to make calls, you could still ask Siri. Because my phone's still locked. Like, Al, you could ask it to call my wife. It'll still call Kenzie.
Huh. Huh. All right.
Allegedly, according to me.
According to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you, Jessica. Let's talk to Ori. Hi, Ori.
Hey, what up, Kid Credit Crew?
Hey,
Ori. You, buddy.
My man. All right, so you you got a little petty with your roommate, huh?
It wasn't me exactly, but it was. I lived with two other people my last year of college.
Yeah.
One of them promised that he'd do the dishes one night. Promised, and then my other roommate was like, "Okay, cool." But then roommate A was like, "You know what? Never mind. I don't want to do them anymore." So roommate B was a little pissed off. And so one day, when roommate A was out, roommate B pees into one of his most expensive bottles of liquor.
Oh, that is awful.
And then the worst part is roommate A drank it all over the course of a month.
Oh, no. You would hope that the alcohol would kill the bacteria, but that's still, I would say, against the law, possibly.
Dude.
Yeah, Ori, I would watch.
So mad about things.
I would watch my back on that, buddy.
Ori.
Well, Ori didn't do it.
Still.
He just knows them.
He was complicit.
Well, what's Ori supposed to
do? Maybe he found out about it after the fight.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he did. Man, thanks, Ori. But that dude. Guys take petty.
By the way, that is illegal, right?
That is illegal.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So just people think getting an idea. Don't do that.
Don't do that to your friends. But I think that's a guy thing, because girls.
That's very illegal.
Girls, I don't see doing that. But I've heard of a lot of dudes doing that to roommates
girls,
and stuff.
They pee in shampoo bottles and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
You hear about that.
Oh, so it's the shampoo.
Yeah. Which is just gross.
Yeah. It's just gross in general. Let's go down to the younger side of petty. Hi, Addison. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
It's you, Addison.
Hi. It's you, Addison.
Hi.
It's your time to shine.
Oh, thank you. What do you do? What do you do that's petty?
So I'm only 9, and so there's a big trend about slime. So my friend came over, and we were making slime, and I had to go to the restroom, and she stole some of my glue.
Mm-mm.
To make more slime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so whenever I found out, I took some of her slime and I put it into mine, and then I told her that I didn't know what happened to her slime.
That's right. I don't know what happened.
There you go.
It evaporated.
I have no idea what happened to your slime.
But look at all this slime I got.
Right.
In your face. Addison, you have a... are you going to school right now, Addison?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're in third grade?
No, I'm going in fourth.
Fourth grade.
Right. Okay.
Big girl. Well, have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. I love you all so much.
We love you too, Addison.
Love you too, Addison.
Enjoy fourth grade. Good times. A lot of good times in fourth grade.
Yeah, I had good times. Both times I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to do it twice.
Which time was better?
The first time.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the first time. Second time is kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Right, sure. You already know what's coming your way.
You
know?
All your friends.
Yeah. Hi, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Petty Monday. What's yours?
Mine is, so I was seeing this guy on and off for a couple of months now, and he hasn't talked to me in over a week. We've kind of had some issues lately. So he texted me Saturday night saying, "Hey, are you working tomorrow? I work at a bar on Sundays." Mm. We have Samsung phones, so he can see that I read the message, but absolutely refused to reply to it. So he had to wait until Sunday afternoon to come in to see I was, in fact, working. He was like, "Hey, you read my message, but you didn't reply." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." He's like, "What?" I'm a very petty person. I'm extremely petty. That's why my cousin and I had issues. But he's getting a little taste of it. He's just like, "Okay, I know not to make you mad." I'm like, "Yeah."
Left him on red.
Man, speaking of super petty, Crystal got someone to do super petty things. Hi, Crystal, what'd you guys do?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So my ex and I are best friends, and he got a new girlfriend who didn't like me because basically I'm just the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we had Saints tickets. So when we got to the Saints game, I put us on Facebook Live, and she found out about it.
That's how he broke up with her?
The relationship was totally over after that. I killed it.
I killed it.
Oh,
killed it.
Pretty petty.
Well, that's why we call it Petty Monday.
Monday.
There you go.
That's right.
Who that? Who that?
Football season right around the corner.
Them Saints.
Do we have one in the building?
On what? A petty?
Here comes Justin.
What's up, buddy?
Justin.
What do you need, Justin?
Okay. So someone in the office and I are haven't been speaking for a week or so.
Okay.
Oh,
and
that's me.
Oh. And
he hurt my feelings and never said anything to me about it. So okay. I haven't been talking to him.
Yeah, and I've been waiting for us to talk, and we haven't.
What did he say that? What was it about?
I've just had an issue with how I feel like he's disrespectful to me on the show, even though I've been a really good friend to him. Yeah. And I told him that.
Okay.
And I want her to know. So I wrote her a letter.
Oh.
It says, "Dear Jenna."
Do you want any music or anything?
Sure.
Do you want slow music? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sure hope you don't make it worse.
Why don't you have
faith? He said he wrote an apology.
Dear Jenna, you are the fetish expert.
There you go.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry for upsetting you.
Thank you. You're
an amazing woman. Oh, you run a successful business with fetish. You're beautiful, you're funny, and you're kind. I love you as a good friend because I know you care for me. We have fun together. We take the best pictures of each other, and our dance parties are always fun.
True.
Yes.
Seeing Kanye with you that one night was one of probably the coolest nights of my whole life because we had such a good time.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have so many great memories. And with all that being said, I want you to know, no matter what I say or whenever I'm just joking around, it's just all good, lighthearted fun.
Right.
Okay? And I am very appreciative to all the things that you've bought me and given me in quality time. Yeah. And I want you to know that it doesn't go overlooked and a favor will not be repaid. So...
Uh-oh.
I got you a gift.
Okay.
To make amends for it.
Oh, thanks, Justin.
Yes. Open it.
Is it heavy?
Yes. Open it now.
You bought me a little trash can.
It's a trash can.
It's a trash can?
Justin.
Yes.
But bothered that I use a Whole Foods grocery bag as my trash can under my sink. Thank you, Justin. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The apology was nice.
I want you to know that.
I have been speaking to him because he hurt my feelings, and I feel like when a friend hurts your feelings, he should acknowledge it and just let's talk about it.
Yes. I just didn't know what you were upset about, but it figured it out. So, we're all good. I love you, girl. I love you so much.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
They're hugging you.
I appreciate that.
Good.
Thank you.
I didn't even know y'all were mad at each other.
Yeah. I'm about to follow you back on Instagram.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't see Justin down there, gloom and doom?
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's all good now, though.
Woo. Yes. It went. Woo. That was good.
Yeah, good.
All right.
You got her a gift. Look at you.
All right. Let's go, Monday.
Baby trash can.
And Justin got me into a concert this weekend.
What? I did.
The hero.
Uh-huh.
Just a hero.
What'd you
all
see?
Around.
And I bought him a drink.
Michael Jackson tribute. You bought me a drink?
Yeah.
You did?
You don't remember?
Did you buy me a
oh,
drink?
My God. You forgot.
You did not buy me a drink.
Yes, I did.
I thought I bought you
we
a
had
drink.
A celebratory shot.
Oh, you did buy me a shot.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right. All right.
Cool. I forgot about
that. All right.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Our boys all grown up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Already gave away the Ultimate Lunchbox today. We'll have another one for you tomorrow, Kid Nation. Make sure you're listening for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive. And we also want to hook up the overachieving teachers. Go to KidNation.com for all the details on how we can hook you up. But we want to know about what you're doing in the classroom and how you want to make the learning experience a lot better for the kids.
There you go.
So we can give you, I believe, $500.
It is.
In gift card form.
Go to KidNation.com, teachers.
So we got plenty for the back to school, for the teachers and for the students. And even if you're just working, you just want a lunchbox to take with you. Limited edition. But right now we do have our love expert in the building. She's married to a man by the name of...
A. Train!
That's right.
Legally.
Legally. Mrs. A. Train, a.k.a. Kelly Raspberry, a.k.a. our love expert. It's time for...
Love Letters! Love Letters to Kelly!
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Within the past few months, I started working out. There are particular days and times I prefer to go to the gym because it's empty and I'm not as fit as I want to be yet. So in the past couple of months, I noticed a man in the gym around the same time as me. I've caught him staring at me, but didn't think much of it. I usually make a stop for a smoothie after my workout, and as I was crossing the parking lot, I noticed the same man stop so I could cross. He turned into park and was in line behind me. He talks to me sometimes, making small talk at the smoothie bar the next week, same kind of thing, and this has been going on for 2 months. He makes it a point to smile and always says hi. Last week I was a little late and he finished his workout when I started mine. He came over and said hi and said, "I'm going to miss you at the smoothie place." I didn't know what to say because for the first time I felt different towards him. I literally felt like a teenager with a crush. So I responded with, try to enjoy it. I'll see you next week. Anyway, I walked out to my car that day after my workout and found a receipt on my door with a note that said, don't forget your smoothie on me. I told my friend about it, and I told her I thought he was just being nice. Do you think he's feeling me that way?
Yes, he's feeling you that way. This poor man. Yes, he's feeling you.
Yes, he
is. Except the smoothie.
I feel like this is a role reversal. It's normally us girls that are like, does he not know that I'm interested?
He's interested.
Very.
Big time.
Very.
Show you.
He's very interested. So next time you see him, say, hey, you ready? I'm ready to take you up on that smoothie. Try that.
Done.
And then, you know, there you go.
No, he bought her one already.
Yeah, he put the
yeah. She has to go redeem it.
Right. But she probably should go with him, right?
Yes. Are you ready to? Yeah.
It's hard in the gym because I think women, especially, we feel so vulnerable because we're normally there with no makeup on and we feel like we don't look our best. And so when you have a crush on someone, it's hard to
Seeing each other at the gym sweaty like that is actually good for the early stages of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot why. That's a tidbit.
Pheromones. But yeah, stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Some about
it. Yeah. I mean, just be a little bit more open and reciprocal, I think.
Two months he's been trying.
Man.
Poor guy. It's time.
He hadn't even given up yet.
No.
Keep hope alive, homeboy.
Sometimes it takes a while.
I know.
Go for it, though.
Yeah. Or return the favor. Say, let me buy you a smoothie, big boy.
That's right.
There you go.
Come on,
maybe
be bold.
Like a post-workout meal. Take it outside.
Yeah.
Big Al tried it twice at his gym. Didn't work out, but did you finally cancel, by the way?
Dude, Nora, this very nice listener, brought me papers or a paper for me to sign. She's hit me up on Facebook.
That's awesome.
So real quick, Big Al's trying to quit his gym because he hit on two of the girls there and they both said no. So
also he pays a lot of money and doesn't go.
Employees. So I said, I can't go back to this gym. My pride will not let me go back. I'm just too embarrassed. So Nora, this very nice listener, came to my restaurant, brought the paper for me to sign. She hit me up on Facebook. She goes, what's the name of your gym? I told her. She goes, what's your member number? I told her.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm going to bring you the paperwork and the certified thing. You have to send a certified letter. She walked in the restaurant. When she introduced herself, I said, Nora, I signed it. Didn't even read it. I signed it. And she's taking care of it for me. Thank you very much, Nora.
What if you find out you purchased the house somewhere in another city now?
It could be anything. But I hope that she's not. She was a very nice young lady. So
good.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Nora, for helping out.
You can't even look at what he signed.
I didn't even look.
I give Nora full permission to take everything out of my bank account.
It could be anything.
From a business owner.
It could be anything.
Just sign it.
It could be. She goes, my name's Nora. Sign this. I'm like, okay.
Don't do that, by the way, people. Read what you sign.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 25, fresh out of college. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a year and a half now, and I'm pretty overprotective / jealous, and I just can't take the pressure of other guys sometimes. Now, my girlfriend, like all girls, loves the attention, and I feel like I give her a lot. Now, she's my number one priority in my life. Now, I noticed from about the 6-month mark in our relationship, when she was just going back to school, that she was pretty popular and always had guys checking her out or hitting her up on social media. Now, when she's dealt with guys online that hit her up, she brushes them off, tells them to go away like it's no big deal. But when she's met with a real-life interaction and a guy's noticeably flirting with her, she doesn't even bother to tell him that I'm dating her, that she's taken. I love and trust her with all my heart, but these situations are always the cause of our fights. I just need to know who really is in the wrong here. Am I being overdramatic, or should I not worry about anything? She is the perfect girl for me. This is her only downfall, and I feel like it's a deal breaker if she doesn't change. James.
I think y'all are just, this is an immature love right now and hasn't fully developed into a mature love. That she's enjoying the attention and allowing it to continue is disrespectful
to keep flirting
to you
in person, yeah.
And you are jealous and you don't trust her, or it wouldn't be an issue. So you can say you don't trust her, but you don't trust eventually this is going to lead to cheating, I'm sure. So what is he asking? Is he right or she right?
Yeah, he wants to know if
she's wrong. To allow men to flirt with her and to reciprocate if she's truly devoted to you.
Yeah, she needs to acknowledge you, bro.
It's okay. There's talking to the opposite sex.
You
and
can
then
be polite
flirting.
And you can say, thank you, but I have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't entertain the flirtation.
Right.
Yeah.
And no shortage of women.
You don't have to be rude.
But right. On the other side, what if she sees it? Because now there are girls that don't notice when guys are flirting with them. We've talked about these
girls. When we're just talking.
Yeah, they don't notice. They just, and my wife's one of them. She says, guys always get the wrong impression because I just talk to people and I think I'm being nice. And then they all of a sudden at the end are asking me for a number. And then that's when it, a lot of girls will feel like I'm just having a conversation with them. While the boyfriend sees it as, no, it's a flirt session. Could that be the case?
It could be. I'm going from his side of things.
That's his
flirting
point of view.
Back. That's all I have to go on.
Right.
If she is flirting back, that is disrespectful of you.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. So she is wrong in this scenario.
Boom. Let her know.
Well, he is.
Love letters. Love letters.
You can only decide if you want to stay with someone who continues to disrespect you after you express it.
Right.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a friend by the name of Tina, and her mother passed away a few months ago from cancer. Tina was going through her mother's email to see if there were people she needed to inform of her passing. Well, she ended up finding out that her mother was having an affair with a married man. Now, Tina's parents actually divorced 20 years ago. So, my friend wants to know, should she tell her brother about the affair? She doesn't want to tarnish her mother's memory for her brother. But what should she do? Please
tell. Then you don't tell.
Jennifer.
Then you don't tell your brother because you don't want to tarnish your memory to your brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
By telling him, you're tarnishing your mother's memory to your brother.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you say you don't want to do.
Right.
So you answer your own question.
So just keep this one to yourself.
But if the brother finds out that you know one day.
Well, I mean, that's the chance you got.
Then there you go. Yeah.
You know, she's passed away now, so maybe he won't, but.
Do you tell the guy she was
tell anybody. You know,
no, having the affair, like, hey, man, she passed away.
That's one you just take with you. You can take that one with you.
I would never think to go through my mother's email to let people know. I don't understand that reasoning, but that's okay.
Well, to see who you're in touch with on a regular basis,
you can go
I guess.
To your Facebook page, I guess.
You can go that as well.
Yeah.
So keep that with you.
Yeah.
If you don't want to share.
There's no need. Rest in peace. You know, they say rest in peace. Let's let people rest in peace.
Let it go.
Yeah.
And let people preserve the memories of this person.
Yeah.
Why would you want to ruin that? Because people people love sharing bad news. They want to be the first to tell you somebody died.
Right.
They want to be the first to, that's just what it is. They just want to be the first.
You see who go to jail, you see who went to jail last week? But, you know, all that kind of crap.
That, and it's also tough to be the only one holding that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, you invited it.
Yeah. You went and looked, she had good reasoning. But now she has to live with that on her own.
But know what? She's already told her friend. She's already running. She needs to keep her mouth shut and quit telling people.
Yeah. And now the friend knows. See, now it can leak. Now it can get back to the brother. That's the problem right there.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My guy and I have been together for 3 years and married 1 year. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and there were several kids that came to see him. I figured they were family, as in cousins, nephews, etc.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
So I noticed this 2-year-old reaching for him.
Uh-oh.
And after they left, he told me that it was his son.
Daddy.
He told me he didn't have any kids. And now I don't know how to react to the situation. I just pray that no more skeletons are coming out of the closet. What would you do in this situation, Melinda?
Well, I would do further investigation. Apparently he has a double life.
He's
and is
daddy.
He supporting these children? Do you want to be with a man who lies that he's the father of children? Is he financially supporting these children? Your whole relationship seems to be based on a lie.
Yeah.
To me, that would be grounds for divorce.
Because that's one of the first questions you ask him, do you have any kids? And he says no.
And that was a lie.
That's not a good foundation already.
And obviously, he's not denying them if they show up at the hospital. So somehow there is some relationship going on behind your back.
That you
don't know about.
Know
about.
Yeah. I'd be running.
They've been together 3 years, Jenna?
Married one.
Oh, my.
I never will forget that funeral I went to. My buddy, everybody was saying that nice stuff about homeboy.
Yeah.
And then, like when we're giving the remarks, right? And so this one lady was about to go to the mic. In fact, she stepped up to the microphone. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's talking about what a great guy blah, blah, blah is. And one of the preachers stepped in. And she had two little kids next to her. One of the preachers stepped in and covered the microphone up.
I'm in place.
And this is at church at the funeral.
Oh,
man's
no.
body is sitting, laying right there in front of them.
What if he was a bad guy, though?
And she was about to put homeboy on blast.
That's not the spot to do it because you're not hurting him. He's dead. You're hurting his wife and his family that are sitting right there.
His wife is sitting right there in the front row.
You do that when they're alive.
So homeboy said, no, there ain't going to be none of that here.
Yeah,
so he escorted her on. I was like, Whoa! Well, I've never been to a funeral
I would absolutely divorce this guy because he's lied about that. What else is he lying about? I did know somebody that was dating a guy. They got engaged, and then he decided to say, look, I have a child. And it took her a long time to get past
unfair.
That.
That's unfair, yeah.
Because they were engaged at that point when he finally did the big reveal.
Right.
And they had been dating a long time. And then it's like, there's a good friend of mine that's like, does he have a relationship? Do you want to be with a man that denies a child for that long and doesn't tell you? It's just, there's a whole bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of questions, a couple of text messages from the Kid Nation members. Hold up. From the last letter. They've been together 3 years, and he has a 2-year-old.
That's another good point.
See the math. See, that's why you got to do the math.
Care about the same time. Yeah, I'd be out. Right. I'd be completely out.
Oh, no. That made it.
Man, he lies, and he's bad at math. Well.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And they're walking amongst us.
These guys. Oh, yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly and have your issues resolved here on the show, we're going to do it again on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And today's episode was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes, you could actually mail in your letters to Love Letters to Kelly. We get most by email, but some people still, like myself, love to go to the post office. Yeah. But the thing about the post office is they have regular hours. They have employees that have to go home to their families. But if you're a small business owner or you do a lot of mailing, sometimes it's the middle of the night when you can finally get around to getting your stuff ready to go.
Right.
Well, that's the beauty of Stamps.com because it never closes. You can print postage for letters, packages at your convenience 24/7, and the mail carrier just picks it up for you. And I use Stamps.com because time is money, and I love to save money, although I do love the post office, too. I'm torn. But if you want to try out Stamps.com, you can enjoy the same service with a special offer, including a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale, so you always have the exact postage. If you go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's Stamps.com. Enter Craddock.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.